the pledge, please. I'll ask Kelly to lead us in a pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you. Okay, the purpose of this meeting tonight is to go over the budget, the town budget, and any questions that the residents have, I will try to answer them. Guarantee I will, and I'll try. Okay, first page is kind of a breakdown of all the finances. Anybody got any questions on that one? We'll go to page one.
I got a question on that.
Okay.
On these special districts where it says Moore Sidewalk Fund?
Yeah.
Does that include Moore's Forks also?
I believe, no. Yes, it does. No, sidewalks are all one district. What we did there is we lowered it down to get under the cap, but now that we're going to take the EMS billing off of there, I'm planning on putting it back up to the 5,300 instead of the 1,000, because we've got the money now that we're going to pay off the EMS billing. So we have that $12,000 cushion there now, so we can put that back where it was. We were trying to, Renee and I were trying to get, you know, what we could on what we had, because we weren't, but now that we have the EMS building to take out of there, we can bring that sidewalk fund back up where it was.
Another question to piggyback on that, if you don't mind. Did we find somebody, because Mr. Cardin last year said he was giving up the plowing in Moore's Forks, did we find somebody to take his position?
Nope.
Are we
nobody,
looking?
Nobody that I know of has come forward, no.
Should we put it out to bid, or?
No, it's up to the highway department. I mean, that's their job. You know, and Gary was willing to do it over the last few years, so kind of took a burden off of them, but, you know. Yeah, if you can owe somebody, or.
No.
We could put it on the website.
Paper. Yeah, put it on the website, or. You know, put it on the paper. The only thing it costs to put it on the paper.
Gary would still do it, just with our equipment. It's too much with his personal equipment, that price he was getting before.
So since you mentioned the EMS building, I'd like to make it for the record that I retract my vote for last month's meeting on utilizing the COVID money to pay off the EMS building.
I don't think you can.
I think I can.
No, you can, but it
it doesn't change the vote, but no, for the record.
No, it doesn't change the vote, but once you vote, that's the vote.
I think, no, I can't take my vote off.
You can't change it a month later.
From a nay vote.
Yeah, whatever.
I can redact my vote.
You can, but it doesn't mean anything.
No, it don't mean anything. You're absolutely correct.
Anything else? Page one?
Keeping the Elmbrick Fire District at 2,000.
Ellenberg Fire District requesting $3,000 this year. We've been paying them two for the last quite a few years. The way it's set up is when we get a call up in Cannon's Corners area, they're automatic mutual aid, so they're going to respond anyways. So I just, you know, but that's up to the board if they want to increase it to 3,000. That's up to the board, but they're going to respond anyways. It's always been a thing that they cover that area, and it was more or less before we had Station 2 up there, but now that Station 2 is there, so.
Did they request an increase?
Yep, there's their budget.
Used to be where you never, they changed mutual aid now, where they're calling two departments to everything now, because there's a lack of manpower everybody has. Before, they would call a chimney fire, well, the Elmer people would probably take care of it, they wouldn't call out Moore's, but they get a call like that, they're going to call us out too. So we're going to be there with them. I can't see the reason to increase it, though.
I didn't either. I mean, that was my thing, but that's entirely up to the board.
And with the way mutual aid is, it sounds like it really, we're going to be there anyway. So.
Yeah, we respond. And then the car accident, any fire or anything, is both departments are going to be dispatched, no matter what. So
more Station 2 is going to respond?
Yep, and one. Both one and two.
One and two.
Yep. And we get a call, both stations respond.
I'll make a motion.
Okay, a motion, and Chris? I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Opposed.
Carried. Okay. Anything else on the opening page? If not, we'll go to page one. And it's pretty much self-explanatory. You got the town board, personal services. It's the first line is the is to pay for the board members. Second line is the, if they go to training and whatever, that's what the contractual is. And the next one is the justices, is their pay. The first line, and then the clerk, and then the court contractual is stuff for the court, their computer and stuff. The next one is the supervisor, supervisor pay, and the same thing contractual, go to training or supervisor needs something, that's what that's for. Budget, that's for budget officer. Assessor, again, the assessor, the personal services, what assessor gets paid. Then assessor contractual is stuff that the assessor needs to run his office. And page two.
Just a quick question, Jeff. Just for clarification, we did get a raise last year at 2% this board, right?
I believe so. I think it was the year before we didn't take a pay.
The year before we did.
Yeah. Last year we got one?
Yeah.
So we're looking at another one for this year?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Thank you.
The employees got 2%, so everybody gets 2%. Usually the way it's been working. Okay.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Can I have a question?
Sure.
This seasonal laborers, who are they?
The guys that mow the lawns and...
That wouldn't be the people that are hired to mow the cemetery?
No, that comes out of the cemetery
That's
fund.
That's a whole different...
Yeah, that comes out of the cemetery fund, yeah.
Didn't say this. That's probably...
Yeah.
What page is that on?
That was the second page.
Okay.
The one that was just on.
Okay.
So we are on page two then, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
That one was a number then. Page two was actually.
Right, yeah. One didn't have a number. Okay, so two, then your assessor service contract, that's what we pay the county, 13-1. And then the town clerk, the pay, and then her expenses to run the office. Attorney fees, we had it at 10,000 last year. We dropped it to 5. We only use a little over 1,200 so far this year, so wasn't a lot of sense in having all that in there. And the secretary and the service contracts for the secretary's office. The election contractual, that's what we pay the Board of Elections to have the elections here. Building, personal services, building equipment. That's stuff like chairs and stuff for the buildings. Page three is kind of a breakdown of all the buildings. The power, fuel, water, phones, garbage, central storeroom, print and mail. The contract with the mail, and your IT services, contract with Champlain Telephone, and our insurance. Page four.
Yep, one question. IT services, it increased over 128%, am I correct?
Yes. Because last year we voted on the IT contract and we didn't have that money in there.
Okay.
That's why it showed a big increase.
That's all.
We end up using, yeah.
Good, thank you.
Association of Town Dues, contingency, that's if something comes up that we, emergency. General government support, that's all the totals. Public safety, zoning board repeals, $1,500 budget. Traffic signs, $1,000. Dog control, services, $10,400 is what the dog control officer gets, and then her, she got $5,000 worth of expenses. The registrar, vital statistics, $200. Okay, anything on page four? Okay, page five. The North Control Life Flight, $200. Superintendent Highways, the pay, and then there's contractual, which is training and stuff like that. And then you got the garage expenses, the fuel, the heat, the phone, the water, the garbage. And then the street lights, $1,500.
Can I just bother you for a second, please?
Yep.
With the garage, the way the price of fuel is going up right now, you think we've got enough in there?
To date, as of the end of August, he only used $5,500. So.
That's heating?
That's heating.
Oh, heating fuel. Yeah,
okay. Heating fuel.
You don't think we'll need more than that? The price is almost doubled last year, so I know, I see you almost.
Right, well, I mean, the state contract is not as bad, but yeah, it's definitely go up. I mean, in 2020, we used 8,000. So like I say, at the end of August, we're 5,500. So, I mean, even if he uses another 2,000 this year, which from the end of the year, I doubt, but
we'll be ready.
We got 9,000 to cover it.
Okay.
So, okay?
Yes, thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Page six. Sidewalks. I believe that $1,000, I think, is what we had set aside for Gary to plow the Morse Forks ones. And then they're down to the playground recreation. Pretty much the same as last year. You know, pretty much the same. And the coaches. Coaches went down because we didn't spend as much in coaches this year. We're only at 4,200 at the end of August for coaches. And they only had just soccer and basketball left, so we dropped that down to 2,000. Joint contractual, that's the youth. I believe that's what comes from the county. It's a 3,500. They pay us for our youth program, because we're tied in with the county. And the library, they're 15,000, same as they had last year.
Good question for the library, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
Library hasn't received an increase since I looked back to 2018.
Right.
You think this time that you could possibly get them a little bit?
Yeah. I think next year we can probably look at that. I don't think we're gonna have enough this year. I mean, they do get 2,000 from each of, when the school budget goes put in, each library gets 2,000 from there also.
In addition to?
That's 15,000.
That'd be 17.
I mean, from talking with Art, I think their money situation is good. They're not running in the red, so.
They're much better off now.
Oh yeah, much better. I mean, we do a lot. I mean, we mow lawns and we pay for that, and you know, snow plowing and stuff, so. You know, that helps them out too. Okay, page seven. Historian. Okay. Contractual for historian. Beautification.
Coden?
Excuse me? Can I ask a question about beautification? Traditionally, it appears has been a $3,000 budget that's been approved for the beautification committee. There's been a number of, there's a large project that eventually we'd like to get done. And then there's a number of smaller projects that we just haven't been able to get to because by the time we replace the signs and the flags and stuff like that, it's all eaten up that $3,000 each year. Would the board consider an increase this year? So that we can get to some of the small projects, for example, additional trash cans around or putting flag poles up here in front of the town complex, things like that?
I don't, I guess it's up to the board. I was going to leave it another $3,000 this year, but, you know, we got that big thing coming off the budget. We've got extra money to for the EMS this year and stuff, so I, you know, that's entirely up to the board.
Can I make a suggestion? The town did get that COVID money, and so things like trash cans, I think that you could justify that you're trying to encourage tourism and you're trying to keep a clean town. There are, I've read that whole provision from the federal government, thousands of pages, but I read, you know, the gist of it. You might be able to justify a little bit. I mean, we have over $300,000. A couple grand might be able to buy some trash cans and flag pole, and you could justify that as tourism or parks and rec. And there are provisions in there, and I can give you that information.
Okay.
To justify that.
Because we were looking at, you know, possibly
instead of raising taxes,
an estimate of $3,000 for flag poles installs, purchase flags, the trash cans, you know, possibly about $500 is an estimate. So, you know, not huge expenses, but they're just projects that haven't been completed yet.
But like trash cans. Now, where are you planning on putting trash cans?
The committee was going to look at that some more. We were thinking like along not so close to Mount Mar where there is trash cans available, but in other areas of the town where there's not the availability of them, to hopefully promote a cleaner.
I would just be careful.
Okay.
Because people like to get rid of their garbage. I mean, they've been thrown over here in the dumpster. They drive in here and throw in the dumpster, so
we were kind of looking at like the small ones that attach to the poles.
Yeah.
So not like,
not
something you could put here.
But if you got big ones, then people are going to throw their house garbage in there.
No, just
I mean, we've seen it over at the park, at the rock park. And I love Bruce Rosie. He's the one dumps them. You know, but yeah, that one would be quite so bad, I don't think, as the smaller ones.
Who's going to dump them?
They do it once McDonald's fancy their cars into McDonald's. Shoot.
I'll watch them.
Yeah.
If there's a garbage can, they're going to empty their car.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the problem. You know. But, okay. All right. So leave it the same for this year?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and like I said, maybe we could do, like Sheriff said, we can look into some of that.
Right, the stimulus money. Okay.
Supplement a little bit.
Next one is the code enforcement. What I'd like with the code enforcement is I'd like to increase his pay and increase his hours of work. Right now, when this all started back, when they started him, it was 8 to 10 hours a week for what he's getting paid now. I'd like to increase it to 12 to 15 hours a week. And like increases like 15 grand. I mean, there's a lot that needs to be done in this town, and I don't think he just has the time to do it with what the hour we're paying him.
He does a lot on his own time too.
Yeah, I know.
I've seen him.
Yeah, I know. So, I mean, that's...
He's been bringing in a lot of money to the town.
Oh yeah, he's brought a lot of money in.
So are you talking about an increase to 15,000?
15, yeah.
From 11,944?
Yeah, from 11, almost 12 to 15. So it's 3,000, like a little over $3,000 raise. Then he's got to do another, you know.
Does he get insurance and all that?
Six.
Too?
No.
He does not get insurance?
No.
Is this
no.
Sometimes
part-time, no.
He's still part-time?
Still part-time, yeah. Yeah.
This is on top of his 2% raise?
Yeah, on top of 11,944. We'll go to 15 even for this year. And then, you know, 12, at least 12 to 15, minimum of 12, the maximum of 15.
For hours, you mean?
For hours, yeah. Right now, he spends pretty much all day here Thursday, and then, you know, running his stuff on Thursday. And if he gets calls during the week, he fills in.
I have a question. You changed the rates of building permits, right?
Yes.
And so you're estimating for this year that he's going to bring in $5,000 in building permits. Is that, that's on page 9?
Yeah, I think he's got more than that this year.
I forgot
what he had told us.
$4,700, so probably.
Right.
So if you keep those rates, and people are still obviously building, the increased rates, he's bringing in more than you're proposing to, you know, to put
yeah,
up the...
There's a lot of building going on. Like I say, he's done a lot of permits. There's a lot of building going on, and he's busy. He is busy, and then with all this garbage and stuff, I think he needs to attend to that more and start writing tickets. And, you know, if people don't get it cleaned up, then them come to court. That's what it's there for.
Do you need a motion to increase it?
Yeah.
I'll make a motion.
Chris, do you need a motion?
I'll second the motion.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
I abstain.
Okay, carried. Okay, let's see, cemeteries. The only one we have in here for cemeteries is the one down on Blackman Corners Road. That's what that $600 is for. The other cemeteries have money in the perpetual fund to take care of those. So,
do we know how much is in there, Jim?
No, off the top of my head, no. The one up, the Union Cemetery has, I'm guessing, probably 15 grand. And then the one, the Riverside, it's probably got, boy, I would say probably 10, 12,000, something like that. And I've got four graves sold over at the one over by Jack's, the Riverside right now. We're just trying to get all the paperwork from the state to get it going, but I got four at $500 a pop. That's what their grades are going for. I've got people looking to buy grades, so we might as well collect it and put it in perpetual fund and keep growing it. Well, we're just waiting for the state to give us the paperwork and everything we need to do it.
I mean, we still charge for digging the graves and all that, right?
Oh yeah.
Or it's us or the church?
No, us, we charge it and we pay the guy that digs them.
Okay.
Yeah.
The old and the new Riverside, they're one.
The what now?
Under one CD.
Yeah, they're all one, yeah. Both of them are all one, yeah. All the money gets to take care of this one also, along with the other one. So whatever comes in goes together. The Union Cemetery stays, and the guy's coming, he's got to come and inspect the fence and you know, check on the mowers that we bought because they give us some money for it. And I got a bunch of questions at him. Like if we can combine, because the town owns them all now, can we combine the two of them? You know, because they got a pile of money up in the Union Cemetery versus Riverside was broke here just a year or two ago until the state gave us some money. But the Riverside was broke, there was no money.
They had no CD to pay.
No, they were hiring it out to get a mow before we took it over, and they just ran the account right out.
Is there a standard amount of mowings per year that you kind of?
I forget what it was. I think it's like four times is the minimum. I said more or less once a month. They're saying that's the only thing we're obligated to do with. You know, if it grows more, then we should mow more. But if you don't do it, then it looks like crap and the grass is this tall. And,
right.
You know, so we
well,
try
I
to.
I talked to the rectory for the cemeteries for the Catholic. And even though they told me they try to do it once a week.
Yeah, that's too much.
Well,
especially over there,
they
saying.
They are, so I don't know why they were telling me that. I mean,
right.
All the time. They are.
Yep.
And I've seen it go 2 to 3 weeks.
Yeah, especially there, that's sand.
I mean, you know, it still looks good. It's,
no.
It's not like it's something that needs to be done that often.
Mm-hmm. Right. So.
What's cemetery personal services?
The one over on the Blackman.
No, but it says personal services.
Personal services?
Page 7, cemetery personal services.
Yeah, that's the one over Blackman Corner Road.
Right.
You been talking about?
That's what you pay them to mow?
Yeah.
It'd be personnel.
Personnel meets?
Personnel service.
Right, yeah. Yeah, Leon mows that one.
It's a typo then?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, page eight. Okay, so, all right, this is the employee benefits, retirement, social security, workman's comp, unemployment, disability, medical insurance, all that. The next one, the debt service, that's the EMS building, which is going to be coming off in there. Once we pay that off. And then on the bottom is the real property taxes. That's what we're going to collect in the taxes this year.
Can we just back up for a minute? Where do you see debt? Where do you see debt service?
Right in the middle of the page, on page eight.
It's not on there.
No?
It's on the other
one. Okay. I guess where it says interfund transfers, real property taxes.
Yep.
Did you see where the taxes almost, explain to me how the revenue for our tax revenue went down almost 20% for the real property taxes.
Can you know? If you go over to page, now it's page two on the highway.
Interfund transfers through property taxes?
Yeah. See how his went up 100,000, went up 20%, and then the town one went down. So that was because he had no fund balance left. So we had to get that extra 100,000 back in to get his budget up where it needed to be.
We did as a board?
Yes.
Where did we get that money from?
From the town, the taxpayers.
From the taxes, okay. Yeah. We increased the taxes too.
Right, we lost it on one end, but we had to increase it on the other end to make up the difference.
Is that the reason why we're going to be raising taxes again?
Well, we're under the 2% tax cap.
I mean property taxes.
Well, that's the assessment. That's the assessment part of it.
That's not real property?
It is real property, but it has nothing to do with this.
Okay.
No. This is just taking money from one end of the spectrum to bring the other budget.
But aren't we getting our taxes raised because the county is telling me has to have everybody up at a certain rate?
Yeah, you got to be 100%.
So it's not anybody's fault?
No, that's just because the houses are selling more money than they're worth, or more money than they've been assessed for. Okay, so we all on the same page now? Anything else on
the... Could you just go back to where you said the EMS building?
Uh-huh.
Is that not on anyone's copy?
Oh, she might have taken it off then.
She might have
already taken it off.
Preliminary.
This is mine from before.
It's all there.
Huh? Yeah, she might have already taken it off. And I told her that we had voted to.
Can we get a copy of that?
To pay it off. So.
Is it on page two of the highway?
That's
no, it's on page eight of the townwide
the first copy.
General fund.
So it should be on this one.
It came off because it's not good.
Hey? That's what you're talking about.
It should be on this one. Truck. It should be here because we're taking the money.
And this is the last payment. This year,
but
January will be the last payment on the truck.
Because it won't be a payment.
I guess my question is, Kelly and I are having a discussion here, but I'd like to share it. It was on the preliminary budget.
The tentative budget.
The tentative budget, right. Thank you. That it was coming off, right?
Right.
So now it's gone.
Right.
It should be shown on here that money's been expelled.
Right.
But
you said it's not on here.
No, it's not.
Right.
Can we get a copy of it?
Yeah, I'll give you a copy after.
Okay.
Yeah, not a problem.
I'm just saying, we just, for track. Thank you.
Okay, anything else on that page?
What's the interest in the real property interest and penalties? What's that about?
That's once you collect your taxes, right? But it really, we don't have any interest and penalties because you only do it till the end of February.
After...
30 days.
Yep, in February, March, and April, it goes up. Each month, there's penalties and fees.
Right.
I was just saying, that went up like, that was like 27%. I mean, it's not a lot of money overall.
What page are you on, Don?
That's on eight.
At the bottom.
Let me get on the same page you guys are on.
If you're looking at the other one, it's probably on the bottom, or the top of mine.
Okay.
It's only, it's an increase from 3,000 to 4,000.
Right. Well, because if you look on the revenue from the end of September, already at 3,800. Okay. I think that had to do with the pilot program. Weren't they late in their payment? They had to pay the penalty.
Shouldn't that be collected by the county?
Yeah.
So they would, in turn, if there was any penalties, would come back?
I got a check last week from the county.
Uh-huh.
So we just got a check last week from the county.
That's what I mean. It would be collected by the county and we would get it back.
Right. Right. That's what this is.
Right.
What they give us and the penalties, yeah.
It's not that we collect.
Right.
It's collected by the county.
Right.
We get reimbursed.
On the pilot program, yeah. For late fees and, yeah. Okay.
That's good.
Nine?
Thank you.
Okay, property tax dispersion by the county and franchises. That's the, was that Time Warner or whatever that cable company, they pay us to run the cable to the resident. Income,
Did they get a grant for that?
Pardon me?
Wasn't that part of the grant?
No, this is totally different. This is like, what is it, Spectrum that
Spectrum
everybody has for the,
yeah.
They pay us just to be able to run it in our town. They pay a franchise fee. That's what that $1,000 is. $10,000. Clerk fees, dog fees, dog service, interest, games of chance. We don't have any more games of chance. Dog licenses. It's from $1,500 to $2,000. Billing permits, $5,000. Other permits is nothing. Okay, anything else on that page? Questions? Page 10. Fees and forfeitures of bail. That's from the court. Sale of real property is none. Return fire expenditures, nothing. Employees, nothing. State aid, mortgage tax, $40,000. U.S. programs, $2,000. State aid, British disaster, nothing. And then the totals.
It's showing a 115% decrease in total revenues for the.
Yep. Yep. I don't know where they're coming from, because they're all...
That's transferring money over the power budget. Yeah. That's where you're getting your percentages.
Oh, that probably is.
Okay, anything else on page 10? To the highway. Okay, repairs of personal services. Repairs of contractual. Paving. Capital outlay. is the $189,000, that's the chips. Mechanic, that's what we pay the mechanic, and the equipment, budget for his equipment, machinery, snow removal. Snow removal contractual. Questions on there? Okay, page 2, state retirement, social security, workman's comp, all that. Good stuff.
Can you explain the debt service principle for me, please?
That's
the new truck.
Yeah, that's a truck payment.
Plow truck for about 18.
Yeah, this should be the last, this is the last payment.
You make one payment of this amount per year?
Yes.
So the payment will be $45,963.32?
Correct.
And it'll be paid in full?
Correct.
Thank you.
Okay, property taxes, the raise of the tax, the snow removal services, other government, is the state, $540,000.
That's just the state, right?
Yep, just the state.
Not the county, okay.
Yeah, I'm back to the other page of the county. Page 3, interest and earnings, on there, refunds. State aid, consolidated highway.
Excuse me for a minute. Sale of property and compensation for, did we make $47,500 for sale of materials?
My surplus equipment.
That he put on the auction?
We got that?
Yeah.
No, that's still there, waiting for pickup to come by. If I haven't used one of that.
You got the money, right? You got the money?
I gave her the check.
Right, so you got paid for it.
Yeah. So that's still
okay
in the budget somewhere?
Yep. Yeah, went in here, yep.
How come it doesn't get moved over to this year?
Huh?
That's still in there from 21, but
right,
it doesn't
show. Right, it doesn't go to 22. No, that's in 21 budget.
Is that the 17,585, was that for the pickup? Or the $31,400?
No.
$31,400 is the pickup. The $17,500 was the Dillon's accident on the end of the Tappan Road. The insurance company bought all new plow equipment.
Where does it show about the plow for the pickup? Is that's not included.
Right. It was just a pickup.
Where are we at with that?
I haven't heard nothing. He's never.
Was there a claim file?
That was a claim file.
It started.
A few meetings ago, I referenced that question. You said that was paid.
The truck was paid. The plow was. We never got paid for the plow yet.
I made a statement and asked. I said, "Have you been paid for the plow?" And you said that you guys received a check for the plow.
We got the plow. Okay.
I mean, the plow for the big truck we got paid for. Yeah. No, as far as the little pickup truck, we never got paid for the plow.
But
we still got the plow, don't we?
Part of it.
Part of it?
But there is a claim for that.
The other part of it is any good is the labor.
Jeff, there is a claim for that, right?
Yeah.
And that's been over a year. Agreed. Almost 2 years, but I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. I'll have to check on it and see, because I haven't heard nothing. So, I'll give him a call.
Maybe the next meeting, you can let us know, please?
Yep, if I hear back.
Thank you.
Okay, anything else on page 3? Page 4 is the totals. Okay, so page 1 on Morris Fire Protection. You got the fire department budget. pretty much all just the fire department budget.
The fire, the payment on the fire, that's the three-year contract, right?
Yeah.
So this is the $5,000 additional would be, that's what the contract stated, right?
Right.
Okay.
Okay, and then that's the next one's Ellenberg. It's at 2,000, which is going to stay at 2,000.
What page are we on?
Page one on the Morse Works light.
No, actually, that was page one, sorry. Page one, Ellenberg.
Okay, the Morse Works light, same as last year. Real property.
Should we save on the lighting when they get those LEDs in finally?
Yeah. They're gonna hopefully save a lot of electricity. It'll be cheaper to run. That's the whole. According to the letter I got from NYSEG, it was a year and a half payback with the savings on the lights.
Are they going up to Morse Works also?
Oh yeah, the whole town, yeah.
Year and
105 or 106 lights in the whole town.
It's a year and a half savings, but we didn't see nothing on the initial investment, so they just start paying themselves right back.
Right, we're already in the good. Okay, any questions on the Morse Works lights? Okay. Moore's light, much same thing. And the sidewalk. Questions on the Moore sidewalks? Ambulance fund, last page.
They had brought forth a contract.
Is that any?
The ambulance fund had brought forth a contract, am I correct?
Correct.
So are we going to sign that?
Are
we going to push forward? I mean, we seem to have an increase.
That's up to the board, yeah. It looks like we've got the money to pay them, so.
Well, I'm saying that is the increase, though, right? That is what they requested.
Right, that's what they requested, 126. Yeah. Yeah.
So we'd have to make a motion to accept that contract.
Right. Well, if we accept the budget, then we'll accept the contract. But we can also do a motion to accept the contract, too.
Yeah. I make a motion to accept the contract with EMS.
Okay.
For their proposals.
Okay, for 2022. Okay. Anybody want a second?
Second.
Don?
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Carried. Thank you. Okay, any other questions on the budget?
Just one regarding as far as what we're going to do for future financing for a new piece of property for sand, because we're going to be running out of sand here pretty soon. Is that something we should add to the budget as far as what we're
going
to spend or what we're
going to
put away to buy a sand pit?
To buy equipment? You're talking highway equipment or?
Highway for the sand pit, because I know it's been stated that we're getting low on sand,
right,
the pits that we have. And eventually, right, we're going to have to invest in a piece of property. We're going to buy some results at a higher rate. So that might modify the budget in itself.
We're working on a piece of property right now for the one that the town already owns. The lawyer's working on it. Up in Morris Fork, right next to our cemetery now, is the Union Cemetery, owns all the way on the other side of the Big Hill Road. They own all the way up to our sand pit. And that's what the lawyer's checking on, if that's something that we can utilize or not. Because we already own it, town's already own it. So that's something him and Dean Lashway have been spearheading on it to see if it's something that we can do or not.
That's the road that goes down by the taxi company.
Yep. Yeah.
We own all the way up to that road.
Yep. We owned, yeah, all the way up to our sand pit, yeah.
The cemetery does.
The cemetery does.
Well, the cemetery does, not us.
Right, Right, well, the town...
Cemetery owns all the way up to the...
Town owns the cemetery.
On the cemetery, on the sand pit side?
Right.
Not the other side?
No. Sand pit side, yeah.
That wouldn't be something you'd want to explore for future?
Well, there's, what is that, 15, 18 acres there? I mean, the Union Cemetery is...
That's a lot of acres.
Yeah, for a cemetery, that's what I mean.
Thinking.
You know, that's why we're saying it's, and plus they still have plenty of openings in the Union Cemetery for another... We've had it for 4 years now, and I think we've only buried two people in there. So there's still plenty of room for a lot more people, so... But we want it legally done, make sure everything is with the state. And the guy, like I say, the guy's coming out here, so...
But you could conceivably leave...
Oh, yeah, we'll definitely leave some of it for the cemetery, yeah, definitely, we're not gonna take it all. Right.
Well, once you remove the sand and reclaim the property, you can still dig a grave on the property that's left.
Right, you can taper it down and, you know...
But there's plenty. They've been where we're digging now, they've been there 20 years.
Yeah, hasn't been that long.
And that's, what, just over 10, 12?
Something like that, yeah.
So... There ain't a lot of sand pits available anyways, and they're all being bought up or used up.
Yeah, for sure. So, yeah, that's where we're at on that. So, they've been working on that almost all summer, so...
Can I ask a question, as far as equipment for the highway garage, are you guys looking at purchasing another truck? I know you got a pickup truck that you already have to purchase, but plow trucks and stuff, I know there's been comments about the equipment being a little under par as far as being new trucks. And are you guys budgeting for a new truck at some point, or, I mean, a bigger truck?
I can tell you one thing right now, that as long as I'm supervisor, we're not gonna finance another truck buy. At $6,000 a year interest, times 6 years, you know, that's, you know, $47,000 in interest. You know, that we need to start putting some money away.
We were stuck where we had to.
Well, yeah, but...
We had no choice.
It's not a way to do it.
Trucks ourselves are in pretty decent shape right now.
Right. Plus you got that one coming from Beavertown, a good truck, and so we should be good for a couple of years, but we need to start putting some money away. And I don't know, maybe that's something that the board needs to do, is take $30,000-$40,000 every year and just put it into a truck fund. Put it away every year, and you don't have to worry about spending it. It's already in an account and it's there, and it won't be spent.
Did we purchase that?
That's something we need to talk about.
Did we purchase that truck from Beamertown?
Yeah.
We did?
Yeah.
Well,
they got on hold for us till their new one comes. We won't get it till the new one comes.
Not purchased yet. But
right. They promised it to us, right?
They're not using it.
Right.
Possible. It's a spare. Until their new one comes, it's a spare for them.
Right.
It will not be released till they get their new truck. It's a backup.
But we have money for it, though, right?
Yeah. Anything else? More questions? Answers? Okay.
One other question. Wind towers, do we know where they're going to be sending written down anytime soon? Because
the letter I got, I really didn't understand it, but I had a chance to call a lawyer, but it sounds like the company that was doing them has went defunct. So I don't know if somebody's going to buy them up or what, but...
Guys I talked to, not in the foreseeable future. They can't, there's no materials, there's no manpower to build the blades or the windmill parts.
Because they
so
paid.
They're not even, they can't get pieces.
They sent a letter.
How they gonna do a wind farm without the pieces?
Yeah, they sent a letter saying if you had any outstanding balance that needed to be paid, you need to pay it by a certain date, because after that, then the company's no longer gonna be liable for any. So I got it. They were done. But they've got all the stuff. They got millions of dollars already invested in this with the studies and everything. So I foresee somebody else jumping in here and, you know, and taking it over, because, like I say, they've got a lot invested in it. But I don't know. I don't know much about it, but the few meetings that I went to with them didn't sound like they were knew what the hell they were doing. That's probably why.
Sounds
okay.
Pressing for money.
Yeah. Motion adjourned.
Make a motion.
Don?
I'll second it.
Chris second? All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Opposed? Carried. Thank you, everybody.